Is contentment based entirely on our circumstances? Or is there a way to find contentment even in the midst of circumstances that make us feel uneasy or discontent? I'm Lori Short, and this week on my 10-minute podcast, I'm focused on a verse in Philippians 4 that I think give us some big insights into finding contentment no matter what our circumstances are. And I think that is going to be so helpful for us right now because we are living in a very uneasy season in our country and our world with all that's going on around us. So this contentment that Paul is talking about is deeper than just having a positive attitude. That's important, but the contentment that he's talking about is actual. It's real. So here's the verse. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Him who gives me strength. So let's unpack this a little. The first phrase I want to look at that jumped out at me is I learned the secret. You know, if something is a secret, not a lot of people know it. So Paul is indicating right away that this isn't something a lot of people know how to do. And that is so true. Most of us are run by our circumstances. If things are going good, then we're good. And if they're not going good, then we're not. It's a little bit like an illustration I heard a while back about being a thermometer versus a thermostat. A thermometer obviously goes up and down with your temperature, but a thermostat sets the temperature of the room. And that is really what Paul is inviting us to learn in this verse, how to be a thermostat. And the second part of this phrase that jumped out is I learned. So this isn't something that Paul automatically knew how to practice. He actually learned it. And what he learned was how to be content, whether he was well-fed or hungry, in plenty or in want. So I am guessing that Paul did not have to learn contentment when things were going well. When he was well-fed and living in plenty, he did not have to learn to be okay. His circumstances helped him, and that's how it is with us. So it's in seasons of want that he must have learned this secret, because those were the circumstances that led him to learn the skill, to have to learn the skill. And you know, you can't learn something unless you have the opportunity to practice it. It's so important to understand this about the way God works. You actually have to practice having faith in order to have faith. And you actually have to practice contentment in difficult circumstances in order to find contentment in difficult circumstances. So the only way that you can do that is when God allows seasons where we're in less than desirable circumstances. And certainly for many of us, this is one of those seasons. Even in spite of what's going on in our own lives, this global crisis that we're facing with the coronavirus and just the things that have been happening, the tornado that hit last week, the crazy weather, but the general unease of everyone amidst all that's going on. So this is so important for us to learn this secret. And then many of us have things going on in our own lives that cause us to feel uneasy or discontent. Okay, so you're saying all good, but how do we do this? Does it just mean faking happiness? No, I don't believe that. In fact, scripture has so many examples of people crying out to God. Just look at the Psalms and how David was so honest about his dark times. Just leaf through them and see his language. He was not afraid to be honest when things were not going well. No, I believe that the contentment that Paul is talking about in this verse is the kind that comes with perspective, the ability to see your circumstances differently. Matter of fact, this is one of the verses that I highlighted in my first chapter of When Changing Nothing Changes Everything. So let's think about Paul. He's in jail writing this verse. And what he has to say to himself is, I know that I cannot see all that God is doing right now. And maybe even imagining it. Maybe I'm in jail for a purpose. And he actually says that earlier. He says, what has happened to me, brothers and sisters, has served to advance the gospel. And when you look at his situation, you're going, how is that even possible? But what Paul knew is that while he was in jail, other people were inspired to share the gospel. So he knew that the gospel was spreading, even though he was in jail. And then he looked around his jail cell and thought to himself, what can I do? Well, I can write letters. I'll write letters and encourage the churches while I can't be with them. What Paul couldn't possibly have seen is that if he didn't take the time and have the time because he was in jail to write those letters, we would not have half the New Testament. Because those letters that Paul thought he was writing to the churches just to encourage them ended up being part of the Bible that has encouraged millions of people over spans of time. So what Paul couldn't see is what his jail sentence was going to do in the big picture, but he trusted God, and that is what gave him contentment. So what does that mean for us? Well, a couple of things. First of all, it means looking at our circumstances and being honest with God about our feelings. It's okay to be in a season where you're like, God, I wish you were doing this. I wish I had this. Why are we struggling so much? Those feelings are okay. But then to not live in that space, because what you're looking for is the way that God is working. Then we realize that this is an opportunity to learn contentment. And remember, contentment is not necessarily happiness in the sense of this makes me so happy, but a sense of peace, knowing that we are exactly where God wants us to be for some reason. You don't know maybe all the reasons that you are where you are right now, but you can trust that God has purpose in it, just like Paul did when he was in jail. And then I think it's really important to note that Paul looked around and said, what can I do? Now that I'm in jail, you know, I didn't have time to write letters before because I was out visiting the churches, but I have time now and I'm going to write those letters. So what could you do right now where you are? Maybe it's just being faithful to the task that's in front of you while you wait for what God is going to do for you, the thing that you're praying for, the thing that's not happening. So I think that's a really important part. And I think Joseph in the Old Testament is such a great example of this. He had this dream of where he was going to end up. He knew he was going to be in power someday, but his road getting there was through slavery and then a jail sentence. And all that time, he just did what he could do in the circumstances that he was in. And God was at work, building his character and preparing him for what was ahead. And ultimately, the dream did happen, but it was what Joseph did in the circumstances that he was in along the way that made it what it was. So maybe that's something that you can think about today. Let me give you the verse one more time. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And maybe that's a final word today. No matter what you face, you are not alone. God is there facing it with you, just like he was with Paul. Thanks for tuning in.